Hello, Orla.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on to the programme.
No problem.
And it's a really interesting story, really important message, because you became more breast cancer aware, not through the normal channels we expect, but you're watching The Underway is Essex, isn't it? Which is, for people that don't know, it's a sort of quasi-reality show on MTV and other places. So you were watching back in October. Mm-hmm. Tell us what happened then.
So I was just watching the show and they were having, it was a breast cancer special because it was October. So after the show finished, they had been showing each other how to examine their breasts and stuff. So I was like, right, haven't done it in a while, so I'll do it now before I go to bed. So I was in getting ready for bed and I just had or give myself a little examine or feel, and I found a little lump. So it kind of threw me a wee bit, so it did, but I didn't panic as much as I could. The blood kind of drained from my body, but I didn't panic, and left it till the next day and spoke to my mum and my auntie about it, and was trying to get a doctor's appointment. You know, yourself, you're trying, everything just comes at once. So got myself a doctor's appointment and they sent away a referral straight away to Letterkenny, which then took around 6 weeks. So that was the longest
nightmare
part.
Nightmare, 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Although I know you're probably very capable of handling these things, but I don't care who you are, that 6 weeks, it's at least at the back of your head the whole time, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. I was lucky enough that in those 6 weeks, I was turning 30, I had a holiday booked, I had a party to go to, so I had loads of stuff to keep my mind occupied. So I was glad that I had the 6 weeks, because if I had have been maybe taken within 2 weeks, you know, my birthday probably wouldn't have been the same, my holiday wouldn't have been the same, probably wouldn't have went on holiday. So, you know, it all worked out for me.
Could have been worse, exactly. And then they called you back after 6 weeks, and you were told,
well, so you go in and you have your the Mr. Sugar, he'll examine you and do what they have to do. I had a biopsy, didn't have a mammogram that day because of my age, they didn't feel that I needed it. And then within the week, I thought it was usually around 2 weeks you had to wait, but I had a phone call within the week to come back the following Wednesday. So I went in, had my mum with me the whole journey. Everybody was, you know, coming together. Went in, kind of I was sitting there along with other women that I had seen the week before. Yeah. They were going in and coming out, and I was sitting there and I was like, God, you know, they're getting good news, because you kind of, not a friend, you don't strike up a friendship, but you're having conversations with these women.
It's a camaraderie there, I'd imagine, isn't there? Sort of a shared situation.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure they were thinking, oh, that wee young girl should be grand, you know, should be fine. But they were in and out and away, and then it came my turn and I had noticed that I was being taken into Mr. Sugar's room. Right. And that there was a nurse in there with me, and I was like, okay, something maybe isn't quite right here. Mm. I was supposed to go to work after this as well, so, you know, we were sitting, you know, wasn't planning for what I was going to be told. Went into the room with my mum, we were sitting there, and he just said that it wasn't good news and that they had found a nasty tumour, and it just kind of, everything from that then just went over my head, and I was just sitting, and of course I was crying, and, you know, it was fine then 1 minute, and the next minute I was crying again. But no, it kind of, just that day just flew, and they took you for your mammogram, they did an auxiliary scan, I think they did another biopsy as well, just on the lymph nodes, just to make sure that they hadn't spread to those as well. And then you were kind of just sent home, and, you know, not left to deal with it, but to get it into your head.
Well, they can't come home with you, can they?
Exactly,
you know,
they can
do as much as they can, but then once you walk out those doors, there is supports, don't get me wrong, but you're in the process then of saying, right, this is what we're going to have to do with. And we'll talk more about that, or as much as you want to, Orla, because, you know, you're only 29 when you're watching TOWIE. You were just about turning 30. Breast cancer is not something you associate with someone in their late 20s or 30s.
No.
I don't think we do. TOWIE targets a younger audience,
exactly,
as well as everyone else. So clearly, you know, there's a job of work to be done about how we are talking to people, isn't there? You know, and thank God you were watching that show.
Yeah,
and fair play to them.
Yeah.
It does people look down their nose at it.
They do. Everybody laughs at me for watching it, but I love it, and I always watch it. Yeah. It's just, you know.
What about Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah, I love them too.
I think I could list
don't
off.
Watch them as much.
I think I could list off every single program.
I know. Don't watch them as much as Toy do, but you know, it helped me, and
100%,
you know, could have been maybe another few weeks before it clicked with me to examine my breasts again. I would have done it every 6 weeks, but just that day.
Do you think that you're normal in that, in inverted commas, in that, you know, that you obviously do have a good system where you check every 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. I just do wonder how many 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds are actually doing that?
No,
because I didn't expect you to say that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, you know, a lot of gears that I've been talking to, they've said to me that only because they heard I had found a lump that they started, you know, speaking or feeling their own breasts or examining themselves. Like, but even an older woman, they don't realise, like, you know, even like through the Facebook page, I've been getting messages from older women who have never checked their breasts, which I find is crazy, because not unless it's just me that I'm kind of more aware.
But you had your routine and you had your awareness. And you know, it is the first, it's one of the first ways you can identify if you have a cancer, and the earlier we do know, the earlier. And a lot of them are benign, they do say that,
exactly,
you know. And there's all different bits of information, of course, but the earlier you locate something, the earlier you are aware of it. As you said, you have to get your nymph node nodes checked and all that type of thing. So early, it's worth checking. It's not going to do anyone any harm checking.
Not at all. No, no.
So on to you then. What's next then with your treatment? Is that underway? Are you in the midst of it, or what's the story?
Yeah, my treatment started on the 21st of December. So what, 4 days before Christmas. So
they don't hang about, do they?
No,
they
don't.
No.
With the type of tumour that I had, they wanted to treat it as quickly as they could. So that was, you know, that was as quick as it could. That was, I think, 3 weeks after I had been diagnosed. So, you know, it went very, very quickly. You know, started treatment, as I say, on the 21st of December. And I've been getting it. I was getting it weekly, but it's changed now to every 3 weeks, which is grand as well. It's just whatever they think is best for me. And that's, you know, this is what they have to try now, is it every 3 weeks. So, you know, which is grand, like, because it gives you that, you have a week where you're just not feeling great, and I'd be quite tired and not, just not much energy. And then, you know, after that week, then, like, today I feel great, you know. And
so you've enough to be at. Okay. Between this, your job, watching reality TV and what have you. So you make a decision, though, that you say, right, Towie helped me. I might be able to help other people, which is a big step. Maybe you didn't think it was going to become what it has.
No.
But to speak about your own personal situation, especially when you're in the middle of it, I think is incredibly brave and unselfish, to be honest with you. And I don't think I'd be fit for it. But why did you do it?
I wanted to help people, you know. I wanted other girls my age, younger, older, to, you know, take care of their bodies, realise that this can happen in any age group. It's not just women in their
50s. It's not an older
50s.
Person's condition.
Yeah, exactly. It can happen to anybody. Plus, you know, I'm not working now at the minute, so I have a bit of free time. It's quite boring sitting, you know, at home every day, when, you know, whereas with this, I can let people know what happens, you know, what way your treatment goes, what, you know, my hair's coming out, you know. I can tell people.
So you're continuing to blog it as you go?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling about the hair falling out? I know it varies from person to person.
Yeah, I am okay at the minute. I had, like, really long hair, and I cut it on Christmas Eve. My auntie cut it for me up into a bob. And it didn't start falling out until...
That's right, it's down on your shoulders now.
Yeah.
And you had it up in a bob in preparation, and now it's back down your shoulders.
I know, it's actually, exactly.
It's funny how life works.
Yeah, I know. So my auntie caught it on Christmas Eve for me, and it fell out around about, I'd say, well, it started to come out, sorry, it's not falling out.
Yeah.
Around, say, the 6 weeks, I think it was. And it just, like, my hair would have been so thick.
Yeah.
So I have, say, 20% of it left now. You know, and I'm still kind of like, will I shave my head? Will I not? So I'm kind of just at the in-between stage now where I can get away with it, you know, still, but it still feels quite light and I'm kind of, you know, can't do a lot with it.
The reason it's most difficult, I'd imagine, and I can only imagine, of course, is because, you know, people, the hair is an awful lot of things.
Yeah.
But also it's the very much in your face aspect of it. And I can imagine, and I've spoken to people that, you know, you could be feel really positive, things are going well, I have my down weeks, but then you look in the floor of the shower and it's just like a slap in the face, isn't it?
Yeah, the day that it came out the worst, I washed my hair over the bath, thinking over the bath would be a good idea, and it just matted on top of my head, and I came out to show my mum and it was just stuck on top of my head, and all I could do was laugh, like I was laughing at it, you know, because I am taking it, not with a pinch of salt, but I'm taking it as positive as
you're
I
going
can.
In with your eyes open, you know, what's coming, and you're trying to deal with it. It's different for everybody. For some people, it's just the absolute worst.
Yeah.
But you know, for you, you've got your own way of dealing.
I've got a good outcome. It's not, you know, I'm not sitting here. There's no point in me sitting being morbid about it. I know this time next year, things are going to be a whole lot different. Yeah. Like, it's changed my life completely. Like, my future is going to be completely different to what I ever thought it was going to be. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's going to be a good thing for me because it's helping me and it's probably brought me out of myself a lot more too.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm more open, and obviously my life is on a Facebook page. You're open to a lot more, you know.
Are you doing videos on the Facebook page as well? Or are you doing it texts or what kind?
Putting up statuses and I just reply to people through Messenger and things like that. I was in Dublin during the week getting a new wig, so I'll, you know, write about that and let people know about the place I'd been to, like, and how helpful they were, and just for other women to know that, you know, there's, you know, more options, and this place is, you know, specific for people with hair loss, so they are dealing with it. You're not just brought into hairdressers down to a back room, you're brought into this place, there's, you know, wigs everywhere, and you're dealt with, you know, very nicely.
Not it's your first time, but they've done it a thousand times, and they know how to make you feel that.
And they're fantastic.
You're not on your own, and they'll be with you, and they'll help.
Yeah.
I presume, and it's sadly, but cancer doesn't discriminate. Have you been in contact now with girls your similar age to you that are going through it? And has that surprised you? Because, you know, a lot of us think it is for older people, you know?
Yeah, I have. I've a really good friend of mine who's went through it. She's, like, doing really well now at the minute as well. So it was great to have her, I think. Only for her, I wouldn't be so positive and I wouldn't have taken it so well because I've seen how well she's done. So that's kind of come on to me now where I, you know, can't thank her enough. I've had, you know, maybe two or three girls in and around my age or who had it at my age who are a bit older now.
And that's good for you too.
Yes, exactly.
And the Facebook page, if I'm correct in saying it's my favourite named Facebook page absolutely ever, My Right Tata.
Yeah, that's it.
who got with that one?
I won't go into the story because I know Mum is listening and she'll kill me.
Well, and everybody else, you know. We are on the radio, but go on.
Yeah, so, where I got the name from, I'll not go into that, as they say, but Tata. So I'd seen a thing on Facebook before, and it was, you know, different ways to tell people to calm down. Mm. So it was Hakuna, your tatas, which I thought was hilarious. So I kind of put that in My Right Tata, because it is obviously, it's in my right breast. So I thought, you know, that's kind of eye-catching. It's funny. The one I wanted to use wouldn't have been, probably wouldn't have been allowed.
Approved, maybe. I'm intrigued as to what that one is. But, you know, the thing too is this is your way of going through this process, helping others. You're clearly a very energetic and positive and outward person. We also, of course, both of us are very conscious that people might be listening and they deal with it in a very different, different way. Mm-hmm. So it's however people, it's best for them, isn't it? And we're not saying everyone can be in good form.
No, absolutely not.
As I say, some people, it can be absolutely a different experience, but we have to live our own way, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, like yesterday I had a terrible day.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll put my hands up and admit it. You know, I was like, I cried and, you know, I was just
why
upset.
Me
and yeah, and just about everything. Like, but today, you know, it's a new day. I'm up and I'm out of the house. I'm able to function, you know, and I'm helping people too. So I have to remember
and
that.
You're getting
as well.
Very, very good treatment in the outcomes and in the future. You can plan for your future and everything.
Yeah,
you know, I
yeah,
mean, it's it's a period of your life that will. It'll change you, it'll be part of you forever, but it won't define you forever.
No,
either.
Absolutely
just,
not.
Just like, going through it now.
No, I mean, there's a lot associated to, like, you know, with me being 30, I'm young, you know, and in the future, obviously, I'm going to want children, different things like that. With older women, they've had their children, so, you know, they don't have to worry about that, whereas I have to worry about this other side to cancer and chemotherapy and things like that. So I have to, you know, I have a lot more than just, you know, breast cancer to deal with in the future, but it's fine, you know.
So we've talked about what you're doing for other people, and it's great.
Yeah.
Just give us an insight then into the system, because from people I know that are going through this, you know, it's a long day, but you're treated really, really well. The staff
do
great. Is that your experience? And what about sort of the supports? Because you can't be there for everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You need people, and I'm sure there are in your mum and others.
Yeah.
But are you offered also from the HSE's perspective, are you offered supports if you just want to speak to someone that isn't?
Yeah, there is support there. Like, I haven't, at the minute, I haven't kind of looked into anything like that, but I know there's loads of support out there. I don't know why, actually, that I haven't just went in to
look
in.
You're too busy.
Far too busy. But, you know, I have great support at home, too. But I know, you know, maybe talking to somebody outside of my family and friends would be a good thing for me. Like, I am in Sligo for my treatment, and the nurses down there are amazing. They're all just so lovely. They just make you feel so good.
And that's because that's your local hospital, Sligo, isn't it?
No. Letterkenny would be my local hospital, but obviously, at the time of me being diagnosed, there wasn't the option to go to Letterkenny.
No, because Sligo's mine. Happens to it, not everyone realises, particularly in the north of the county, that if you live in the south of the county, or a lot of it, Sligo University Hospital's your hospital.
Yes.
In inverted commas, so.
No, we would only be 40 minutes from Letterkenny, whereas we're an hour and 45 minutes from Sligo.
If you're lucky.
So
you are going through chemo at the moment in Sligo.
Yes,
it's every 3 weeks.
And
then there's the process that you have to go through, but you're prepared for it as best you can
be. Absolutely, yeah. Like, I know, you know, this little, the chemo will probably take me up now to May.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll probably be radiotherapy. And then we're, you know, looking at surgery then. After that, I suppose I haven't really looked that far ahead.
And maybe you shouldn't. Process it as it comes.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, the surgeon or anything like that, I haven't spoken to anybody about, you know, what type of surgery I want, what I want to do. Like, I know in my own heart what would be best for me, but when the time comes, we'll discuss it and see what's best.
Exactly.
You know, so, but for now, getting on with the chemo, I'll have that week. I know now that I have that week where I can't really do much. I'm maybe not in great form, and then maybe the week after I might be a little bit more hormonal than usual, so there might be a few more tears. And then, you know, I have nearly a week and a half to 2 weeks now to enjoy, you know, just my life.
If you're gonna call around to see you, we need to be picking that week.
Yes. No, you don't want to see me crying.
It's
not pretty.
I'm only joking. So the key message, it's been really inspiring to hear your story, but the key message is that you're in here now because you were watching TV.
It was TOWIE,
but that's besides the point almost. You already had a great, I think, a good self sort of assessment situation, but you happen to do one in between because you watch this program. So the message is, in the first instance, if you're doing it once every 6 weeks, I think not everybody is, but do it more regularly and do it thoroughly.
Yeah.
And if you anything out of the norm, just go and get it checked.
Exactly. And for me, like the lump that I found was, you know, it was there, I could feel it, but for other women, they can't feel it, like, you know, so. Really do examine yourself. Make sure, you know, if there's anything that you're worried about, just go to your doctor. Like, they're not going to, you know, just, you know, say, oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, my doctor put on my referral that, you know, he had wrote on a breast cancer. The surgeon in Letterkenny said to me that if he hadn't wrote that, that they might not have seen me for up to a year because of my age.
Yes, yes.
So that's the thing I want to get out there. Like, it's not just your age. This is, you know...
Pushing a wee bit with the medical professionals as well, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, just, you know, if you're worried about anything... keep your foot down and keep at them to give you an appointment, and just to put your own mind at rest. It might not be anything, but you know, it might be something your doctor can deal with. It might just be, you know, a swelling in the area. But no, definitely any age, just, you know, get it seen to, because you just don't know. So you don't.
Okay. As you'd expect, well, maybe you wouldn't expect. I don't think you were, because no. I don't think you're I think you're a very modest person. Great to hear that young lady's making a recovery. Healthy lifestyle is a key, and that means good exercise, buying organic fruits, veg, not pesticide sprayed rubbish available in the shops. That's before the fact, of course. Wonderful young woman speaking about her breast cancer. I work with the Irish Cancer Society and would love to talk to her. Ina has a number here, which we'll give to you, and you can do what you want to do. I would just like to say how impressed with Orla and proud of her we all are. She's just a star. We're all praying for you, and God bless, says another texter. Another, I missed the start of your interview. We'll let them away with that. I'm not happy, to be honest. I really do like people switched on at 10.
Yes, absolutely.
And be ready for when we go on air.
Switched on at 10.
Thank you very much. But listen, on this once, we'll let this person off with it. I missed the start of the interview. I have to say, your guest sounds like an amazing young woman. So positive. Mm-hmm. Can you wish her all the best for the future from me? Thank you. And that comes in from Derek. And there are other ones coming in as well.
You.
So you've made an impression.
I know, that's brilliant.
And let age not be a barrier to check yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can follow your story on My Right Tata on...
gets me every time.
Me too. My Right Tata. It's double T-R, isn't it?
T-A-T-R.
Yeah. T-A-T-R, okay. And I just think that's invaluable. And I know people are contacting you, but, you know, it's often the people that not everyone will contact you, but you're affecting, in a positive way, lots of people's lives. So thanks so much for coming
in.
Maybe we can check back with you when you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can give us an update, or if you ever want to use the program to get some stuff out
Brilliant.
There, please do.
Thank
we won't
you.
Be hassling you, but not very much in any case.
You can speak to my agent.
but listen, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking
Thank
to you. Orla Maguire from Dunloe. Safe journey home.
Thank you
and continued great recovery.
Thank you.